Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Colin Lane gave some great insights in War Cry recently about the Great Gatsby. F. Scott Fitzgerald's famous male, the Great Gatsby, was once, well, not so great. Born James Gatz, he was the son of unsuccessful farmers, and unable to come to terms with his background of poverty, he estranged himself from his family. All alone and struggling, he reinvented himself to make ends meet. James Gatz transformed himself. Many of us would like to reinvent ourselves for various reasons. We can think of many examples in the music industry alone, like the artist formerly known as Prince. And last year, CBS News reported that American rap star Snoop Dogg had reinvented himself, changing his name to Snoop Lion. He said during a visit to Jamaica, he became a reggae artist, connected with Bob Marley's spirit, and is now Bob Marley reincarnated. I only hope it improves his singing. Whether we're ashamed of our past, whether it's for political or business gain, whether it's out of embarrassment over our given name, many of us would like to reinvent ourselves. The extraordinary thing is, in antiquity, it was recorded by Paul in the good book in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, how anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun. Amazing news for those who lived a life, well, they'd rather forget. Imagine, whoever we've hurt, whatever mistakes we've made, we've been forgiven and given a fresh start. Reinvented for a new, better life, new meaning, new purpose, a new person with a new hope. Now that's what I call good news. I'm Joe Cool, formerly known as Aaron Wright. I think I'll stick to Aaron Wright.